got a lot of projects going on, and one of the things for sure is many of us have worked at protecting our home, but our homes are changing too. I was just talking to somebody talking about how things have changed, how they're repurposing the house. Bottom line is we're spending a lot of times in our house. And, of course, last week we were talking about air quality indexes and air quality in our homes today, and it's not so good. And one of the specialists I had even said, you know, if you can smell stuff, that's telling you your house isn't very well ventilated. And if you can smell stuff, that's not probably the way you want to live in your house. So we have Deb Meyer today. She's with Odor Exit, and she is the queen of getting rid of permanently get rid of odors. Deb, how are you?
Good morning, Gary. The queen is fine. The queen
doesn't
smell.
You are the queen of odors. You've probably been called worse.
True enough.
Oh, golly. But we are. Our houses are tighter. We're kind of trapped in our homes. And, man, if you got animals especially and maybe not trained to go outside or your litter boxes, we'll start with that. Animal smells
in a house. Well, they don't like going outside because of the snow.
Yeah, near do I.
Exactly.
So how can I make my home not only smell good, but be good?
Well, we have products to get rid of different odors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got some really great success stories today to tell you.
Okay.
But of course, you know, they did things wrong first before they were successful. So
right.
When the pets don't get out in time, you know, we're home, we're working, we're spending more time with them, but we don't always, they're not on their same schedule and they have accidents. Mm. Our product for that is Odor Exit Eliminator. Mm-hmm. It's water in a magic formula of essential oils, and it's just got to come in contact with all the source of that urine. So if it runs one place, you got to get the odor exit there too.
Sure.
I had a guy who was actually one of your listeners. He started out saying, you know, I heard about you on Gary Sullivan's show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was using the odor exit in his basement to get, he said there was two spots where his cat urinated all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, are you sure there's only two?
Well, and that was going to be my question is, how, you know, I know your nose will take you some places, but how do you know you got all the places?
Well, exactly. And we have a UV light, which I told him about, an ultraviolet flashlight we sell on our website. And you can use any UV light, but it will make that urine fluoresce. So it'll turn a little purplish green. And you'll know that that's urine, and that's where you need to apply the odor exit.
Uh-huh.
But what he was doing was he was applying it with a mop. So he put a little odor exit and water in a bucket, put his mop in, and spread it around, and couldn't figure out why the odor wasn't going away.
Then he used
that same mop. Well, exactly. He used that same mop to clean a spot. He was bringing in a new refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he cleaned it with that mop, the cat went over there and urinated right where he just cleaned. And it's like, will you move the urine?
Right.
The urine particles cling to that mop. And when he put it down in a new spot, there was urine there now. You know, our solution has always been spray it on. You don't contaminate other utensils.
Right.
It's easier than getting a bucket and all that kind of stuff. You just mix it in a sprayer and spray it on. And once he did that, he got rid of the odor there. But in the concrete, the other two spots, he couldn't get it, the odor exit deep enough. We recommend, and it's even on the label on the bottle, to get a carpet shampoo that contains an ingredient called surfactant.
Mm-hmm. Soap.
And if it's not listed on the panel, it's not in there, because some of them don't have to list their ingredients. They're pretty benign. But that will make that solution, the odor exit and water solution, thinner, basically, so it can absorb deeper into the concrete where the cat's been peeing for 2 years, 5 years, you know, and it's had a chance to embed deeper.
Yeah, so a surfactant is, it makes water wetter.
There you go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does, yeah.
Yeah.
So you get better penetration. Said,
yes. So he called back and said, I'll be darned, it worked.
So what happens if you have this odor in its carpet? How much water and odor eliminator do you need to put on there? Because you got those foam pads underneath, and I mean, it shouldn't be puddling, but it should be fairly wet, right?
Right, right. You know, and it depends on the size of your dog. Excuse me. If you've got a Chihuahua or a Great Dane,
right, big difference.
Depends on how much urine you have there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chihuahua, you probably don't have to saturate through all those layers because there wasn't so much at one time to absorb deeper. But a larger animal urinating a bigger amount, it's going to spread out. It's going to wick out to a bigger area. It's going to go through the nap, the padding, the probably down to the floor. So you may have to pull that carpet back and spray the floor as well.
So the odor eliminator is a concentrate. What's the solution? Is it like 4 ounces to a gallon? Am I right on that?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Sure are. Yep.
Okay.
4 ounces to a gallon.
And then you also have the AQM in the moms, which is a different type. It more gets the stuff that's floating in the air, right?
Right. So what you kind of on your intro said, if you're smelling stuff that's not urine in your air, it could be cat dander, it could be musty spores, mold spores in the air, and spraying something isn't going to get it if it's in the air. So the AQM, Air Quality Manager, is actually a very safe gas of chlorine dioxide, and it gets, you put it behind the fan, and that fan mixes it in the air to oxidize those spores that you can't see, but your smelling can make you be feeling bad. You know, I had a friend who, his wife was never wanting to do anything at home. She was just kind of lethargic, sleeping a lot. And he promised she really wasn't trying to get out of doing the dishes. She really was as tired. Because when he would say to her, let's go to Gatlinburg or let's go someplace for the weekend, he'd have to drag her out. But once she got there, she was great. She'd go shopping and looking at things and just ready to go to the next activity because she wasn't breathing that contaminated air in her own home anymore.
Right.
And so they put the AQM into their house, and, you know, they put some in different rooms, and we have different sizes for different areas, and, you know, it may take two or three or five packets, depending on the size of your
So this is actually killing the odors. This isn't masking the odors like so many odor products where it's perfumed or something like this. This is eliminating the odors themselves.
Right. It's going after the source, so it can't come back. And if it's mold, then it goes after the root. Like chlorine, you can wipe on a table or any surface, and it will kill what's on the surface, but it doesn't go after the root. Mm-hmm. And the chlorine dioxide is actually chlorine with extra oxygen molecules.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a chemistry buff, you get this. But the difference is the chlorine dioxide goes after the root in that surface, so it can't continue to grow. So that's what makes it go away and not come back. And it's real safe to be in the room while it's working. You know, you don't want to sit next to the packet for 3 hours, but it just floats in the air and being.
How long does it take to rectify the problem?
Well, it depends on how bad it is, but probably 3 to 5 days you're going to start noticing a difference.
Okay.
In 10 days, so maybe longer, it should be gone. The packet's going to produce that gas for 20 to 30 days.
Okay, so this would be a really good product if people have maybe an odor and don't know the source. Maybe just smell stuffy.
Yes.
Maybe it does smell a little animal-like, but you don't know where the source is. I mean, just kind of overly just eliminating those smells out of the air is a good exercise. And you're right, we kind of are what we breathe, and if we're breathing junk, we're probably going to feel like junk.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And it is great when you don't know the source.
All right.
Often it comes from the basement, and the airflow is going to bring it up into the rest of the house. So if
right.
you're smelling it, you kind of got to do the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
If it's spores, it will cling to your clothes, your hair, and you're walking it through the different rooms. So you do need to do the whole house. The other thing that same product is great for is cigarette smoke smells.
I was just going to say that, you know, people, you know, they tell me, well, I cleaned the walls, I primed the walls, I did this, and I'm going like, no, you got to kill the source, man. I know you've cleaned it, but you didn't clean it. I mean, people, you can walk into a room where somebody smoked for 10 years ago, and in a lot of cases, if you haven't really eradicated the problem, you walk right in, you can smell that.
Oh, yeah, especially if you have a sensitive nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My parents smoked when I was a kid, and I never did. But, boy, I recognize it right away now.
Yeah, yeah. And then how about just –
painted, if you've already
– Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you have primed already, the AQM will still get rid of that smell, but it's just going to take longer for that gas to permeate through that paint to get to the tar and nicotine that's causing that smell. They may have to do a second treatment.
Sure.
I worked
Stay
on an apartment
it.
One time. They put like 5 coats of paint, 3 coats of primer, 2 coats of paint, and it still smelled.
Wow.
It took a few months and
yeah.
repeated packages in there, but it eventually got through that paint and oxidized that tar and nicotine where they couldn't rent the apartment without getting
really?
Rid of that smoke smell. It was awful.
How about just regular odors that we encounter? I know our homes are all tightened up right now. I mean, nothing like a big problem, but maybe where the garbage can is in the kitchen, you always kind of got that little bit of that smell. And or maybe, you know, an old gym bag in the corner. Anything for just general purpose smells?
Well, actually we do, and that one is called Magic.
Okay.
It's, again, all natural and a different set of essential oils than the Eliminator. But Magic is water and essential oils, and you spray it in the air. It doesn't have any added fragrances, so you're not going to walk out going, oh, lilac
yeah.
fresh and garbage smell.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
actually eliminates that smell. It absorbs those smells. It's great for bathroom odors.
Sure.
Litter box gases. Sometimes the cat will just, it covers it like he's supposed to, but it's still really smelly. Just spray that Magic in that room, and it absorbs that gassy smell.
Well, Deb, we're going to have to scoot. How do people get these products? I know you got a great website. Maybe tell everybody where the website is, how to pick these up.
Okay, it's odorexit.com, odorexit.com. We show odors the exit.
There you go.
And you can kind of put in what your odor is, and it'll direct you to the right product. If you have questions, we're 877-ODOR-EXIT, and we're happy to help you. We'd love to hear your success stories as well, and visit odorexit.com.
Very good, Deb. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Tell everybody I said hi.
I will do that. Thank you, Gary. Have a great
all right.
day.
All right, Deb. Thank you. Odorexit.com, that's the website for all the odors, whether it's the animals or just some airborne odors. Check it out. It's odorexit.com. A lot of great success stories. Your call's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Our home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. I received an email from Mary about her sump pump going out. It left 1.5 inches of water on her basement floor. She removed the standing water, then used the fan blowers on the carpeted area, attached Odor Exit's AQM pouches to the blowers to remove the mildew smell. Now, after the blowers, she sprayed Odor Exit's concentrate on the carpet, and the odors were gone. And I mean gone. They never came back. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com.
Inspire your next kitchen or bathroom renovation with my friends at Signature Hardware. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. Signature Hardware is backed by excellent customer service.